Okay, we'd like to look here tonight in the book of Romans chapter 14. And we've been preaching on some of the one another's in the Bible. And tonight we want to preach on judging one another. Judging one another. And all of us can be pretty good at that, you know. And we need to see what the Bible has to say about that. You know, we can do a lot of damage by doing that. And so we want to look here tonight a few passages of Scripture. In chapter 14, in verse 13, he says, "Let us not therefore judge one another anymore." So if you've been judging people, don't do it anymore. All right? "Let us not therefore judge one another anymore, but judge this rather, that no man put a stumbling block or an occasion to fall in his brother's way." So we can be a big stumbling block when we're judging other people. Now go back to verse 3 of the same chapter. "Let not him that eateth despise him that eateth not, and let not him which eateth not judge him that eateth, for God hath received him." I believe, and we've all probably noticed it in our Baptist churches, that there's a lot of judging. There's a lot of criticizing going around in our churches. And Paul had laid down some very important guidelines throughout the book of Romans here and in some of the other epistles to help us in this matter of judging or criticizing one another. And I've noticed often that usually it's done in the form of a prayer request, you know. And so one of the first guidelines we want to notice tonight is that we must have discernment. We must have discernment. In the book of Philippians chapter 1, the book of Philippians chapter 1, let's notice verse 9. Philippians chapter 1 and verse 9. "And this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all discernment," or in judgment, in all judgment or discernment. And so his prayer was that they might have discernment. That they might have discernment. And sometimes we don't have that. We don't have that loving discernment. If we have loving discernment, we're not going to be judging. We're not going to be quick to criticize our brothers and sisters. We need to have careful discernment. So we need loving discernment, and we need to be careful about judging one another. Because we don't know the intent of that other person, do we? We don't know their intent. We think we do, but we don't know. We don't know their heart. I can't look into your heart and see what's there. I don't know the intent of your heart. You don't know the intent of my heart. And so, therefore, I believe that's a good guideline here. So discernment, if we're not careful, can turn into a judgmental attitude. A judgmental attitude. And James has a lot to say about that in the book of James. Turn back here with me to the book of James chapter 2. James chapter 2, let's notice verse 2. says, "For if there come unto your assembly a man with a gold ring in goodly apparel, and there come in also a poor man in vile raiment, and ye have respect to him that weareth the gay clothing, and say unto him, Sit thou here in a good place, and say to the poor, Stand thou there, or sit here under my footstool. Are ye not then partial in yourselves, and are become judges of evil thoughts?" Notice chapter 4 of the same book. James chapter 4. Let's notice verse 11 and 12. "Speak not evil of one another, brethren and sistren. He that speaketh evil of his brother and judgeth his brother speaketh evil of the law and judgeth the law." Boy, we're treading on some dangerous territory here, aren't we? "But if thou judge the law, thou art not a doer of the law, but a judge." And so in trying to be true to the Lord, we may get so critical or so judgmental or so condemning that nothing is right except what we do. Isn't that right? Y'all ever find yourself feeling that way sometimes? And so, nothing's good except what we like or how we feel. And then we become very selfish, can't we? So I believe that's a good guideline. We must have discernment. Spiritual discernment. Godly discernment. The next guideline for us, I believe, is that we must start with ourselves. We must start with ourselves. We don't like to do that. You know, we want to start with somebody else. Now, notice in the book of Matthew, and this passage of Scripture, I'll tell you what, it tears me up every time I read it. In Matthew chapter 7, notice verse 1. "Judge not that ye be not judged. For with what judgment you judge, ye shall be judged. And with what measure you meet, it shall be." It shall be measured to you again. So in other words, we get back exactly what we give, and usually more so. So if you're critical, that other person's going to be critical of you also. And I believe this passage of Scripture also is teaching us that we're not to take the role of a judge. There's only one true judge. And the Lord is that judge. We don't take that upon ourselves to be the judge. He's the judge. I believe when a pastor stands in his pulpit and preaches, his people become what he is. If he preaches and he's judgmental and he's critical, I believe the people are going to be judgmental and they're going to become critical also. Now, here also in the book of Matthew here in verse 3, chapter 7, notice here, why beholdest thou the mote, that little speck, that little piece of sawdust that is in thy brother's eye, but considerest not the saw log or the telephone pole that is in thine own eye? Or how wilt thou say to thy brother, let me pull out the mote or the speck of dust out of thine eye, and behold, a saw log is in thine own eye, or the beam is in thine own eye? Thou hypocrite, first cast out the beam out of thine own eye, and then shalt thou see clearly to cast out the speck of dust or the mote out of thy brother's eye. And so, is what he was saying was, by all means, try to help your brother by starting with yourself. Begin with yourself. We need to first take the telephone pole out of our own eye. Take that saw log out of our own eye. Before we criticize our brother and sisters, we should see if perhaps there's something worse in our own life. Isn't that right? Because a lot of times when we're ripping on somebody else and we're criticizing somebody else and we're judging somebody else, there's something worse going on in our own life. You know, I have all that I can do to take care of myself. Don't you? And boy, every once in a while, the Lord reminds me of that too. And I believe that's what He's doing here tonight. He's reminding us of these things. We're not superior to others. And we need to realize that. Sometimes we think we are, you know, but we're not at all. And I believe if we'll do this, it'll help us to see our brother a lot more clearly. It'll also give us a lot more compassion for our brothers and sisters. You know, when somebody goes to messing around with my eye, you know what I want? I want tenderness. And I want compassion. Don't you? Did you ever get something in your eye? And have your wife take it out, you know. Get a piece of toilet paper and just get it right to a point, you know, and just wind it, keep winding it, get it right to a little point, and then you reach in there and you just sort of real tender, you know, try to get it out. Or you grab a big piece of 8.5 by 11 piece of paper and wad the thing up, and you know. There's none of us that want that, do we? So when somebody's messing around with our eyes, we want some tenderness. We want some compassion. And that's exactly the way it ought to be with our brothers and sisters in the Lord, regardless of how wrong we may think they are. We don't need to be judgmental. We don't need to be critical. They need love. They need compassion. And so, don't rush up to that person and start condemning and start judging that person. Let's first of all examine our own lives. Try to keep that in mind. The next time you go to judging somebody or criticizing somebody, start with yourself. See if there's anything in your own life that you need to correct. And a lot of times when we do that, we'll find out that there's something worse going on in our own life that we need to correct than what we're trying to correct in that other person's life or criticizing or judging them for. Now, I believe Paul laid down another guideline here. We must have priorities. We must have priorities. The weak Christians in the church were going by rules, going by regulations. They were really quite legalistic. They were saying Christians cannot eat everything. And the strong Christians who really had faith and believed the Word of God said, yes, we can eat everything. So there was a division. There in our reading there in the book of Romans chapter 14 and in verse 14 and 15, where he said, I know and I'm persuaded by the Lord Jesus that there is nothing unclean of itself, but to him that esteemeth anything to be unclean, to him it is unclean. But if thy brother be grieved with thy meat, now walkest thou not charitably, destroy not him with thy meat for whom Christ died. So Paul was reminding us to have priorities. There in, I believe it's verse 20, he said, for meat destroyeth not the work of God. All things indeed are pure, but it is evil for that man who eateth with offense. It is good neither to eat flesh, nor drink wine, nor anything whereby thy brother stumbleth, or is offended, or is made weak. Well, that's pretty stout too, isn't it? We need to be careful that we don't offend that brother or that sister. We can do a lot of damage. About like a farmer chasing a mouse with his tractor. He spends 30 minutes chasing that mouse, and then he killed it. But he tore up an acre of ground trying to kill that mouse. Was it worth it? Is it worth it when we do something like that to our brothers and sisters? Now, some things are more important than other things. And to destroy our brothers or sisters over the matter of eating or drinking or whatever it may be, is it worth it? I think one of the best things we can do is just pray for that brother. Pray for that individual. And that brother or sister is very important. They ought to be very important to us. Even though they may be weak, they're still very important to us. And we need to be careful how we talk about them, how that we encourage them, how that we try to be a blessing to them. They don't need criticism. We don't need to judge them. We need to try to be a blessing to them. We must not destroy the work of the Lord for the sake of our own prejudices and our own opinions and so on. We must have priorities. Now, we can become very legalistic. Do you know that? We can judge that person. I don't wear pants. I'm better than her. That is legalism. I wear a head covering. They don't wear one. No, that's legalism. And I believe those things. You all know that. And our questions and so on that you asked me here a while back. But we need to be careful that we don't offend that brother or that sister or that weak brother or sister. And then another guideline is that we must show love and patience. Love and patience. We get to the point sometimes where we think, they ought to know better than that. They've been a member for 5 years. You know? Well, where are you at today spiritually? Where are you at today with all those glorious truths that you learn on your own? Those truths that the Lord showed you. Did He show them to you all of a sudden? Did He show them to you in the first 2 years of your Christian life? Or as a member of a New Testament Baptist church? Why, it was a couple years by the before I saw the doctrine of election. It was at least that long. When I really embraced that doctrine, maybe many other doctrines. So we've got to give that other brother and sister room to grow in grace and in knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to help them. We need to be a blessing to them. And I realize sometimes we've got to be firm. I realize that. But at the same time, we need to show them love and show them patience. Now, notice in chapter 15 of Romans, notice verse 1 and 2. We then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak and not to please ourselves. We then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak. That's another reason we ought to be in the services every opportunity that we can, that we might learn, that we might grow in grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, that we might be strong, that we might be able to help that other brother, weaker brother or sister. But if we're going to help them, we're going to have to be strong ourselves. Did y'all see that? Let every one of us please his neighbor for our good. To edification. No. To his good. Did y'all see? Boy, I tell you what, the Lord has a lot to say about getting self out of the way. Doesn't it? He really does. To the good of that brother or sister that's weak, that needs to grow in grace and in knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. We can be a help to them. We can be a blessing to them. Or we can be a harm to them. We can be a stumbling block to them. And so we need to consider that weaker brother and sister. So we should consider the weak brothers and sisters and not selfishly please ourselves. And so, in closing, It's not wrong to exercise judgment, but it is wrong to be judgmental. It's not wrong to have discernment, but it is wrong to think that we're the only ones who are right. And so, Christians who care do not judge one another. So let's not judge one another anymore. You say, boy, you really let us have it tonight. I believe we hit tonight where every one of us are guilty. Because I'm guilty of this from time to time. And sometimes it can come out in this pulpit. And that's not good. And so may the Lord help us that we will not judge one another anymore.